Good morning. Come and find the quiet center in the crowded life we lead. Find the room for hope to enter. Find the frame where we are fed. Clear the chaos and the clutter. Clear our eyes that we can see all the things that really matter. Be at peace and simply be.
Welcome to Concordia United Methodist Church. My name is Pastor Claire Douglas, and I'm so excited to be here with all of you this morning. A couple of announcements. Our Thanksgiving Eve Ecumenical Choir and Worship is coming up. There will be a choir practice on Wednesday, November 27th at 7 p.m. at Concordia. And, that's when the service is. The choir will rehearse on November 20th at 7:30 at First UCC and at 6 p.m. on the 27th. I know that they would love to have a great group of people for this particular event. I think that those are all of the announcements that I know about off the top of my head. Are there any that I missed? I know I've got one here. Any others? Take it away.
Otis, look at the cool water bottle. Otis, look at the cool water bottle. Let's go ask where they got it.
Hey, where did you guys get that awesome pink water bottle? Do they have grills where you got that?
I got it from a place called That's My Family. Yeah. I got it from a place called That's My Pan. It's a company in Wisconsin that sells really cool personalized stuff, but not grills.
Yeah, we are selling some pretty great stuff at my church for youth group, like dog bowls, plates, kitchen utensils, picture frames, mugs, and 9x13 pans.
Oh, like the pans my mom uses to make brownies.
Yeah, those are Yeah, those. And the cool part is you can get your name on the pan so that you can eat them all for yourself.
And guess what, Otis? They also have grill utensils, but not grills.
How can I buy something from there for my grandma or my grill?
The youth group has brochures, and you can order them online. It's so easy, and you have until December 1st to buy stuff.
Yeah, and it comes in time for Christmas.
What if I don't have a computer?
We have forms for that, too. Just ask the youth group member.
Why are you selling this stuff for your youth group?
Well, we use the money to do fun things, and we even donate to local groups when we can. Like with this fundraiser, our first $25 is going to go to the backpack program for kids over winter break that need food. So it helps students in our schools.
Wow, that sounds really cool. Can I get one of those brochures?
Yeah, here you go. And the youth group will be handing out after church today and next week.
I can't wait to buy my mom a new brownie pan with her name on it.
I'm getting my grandpa grilling utensils. And maybe a grill.
Thank you for that excellent skit there. Will you please stand and join with me in singing hymn number 393, Spirit of the Living God, which is also on the screen.
Praise on the screen above. Come with your questions. Come with your awe.
With God, who groans over chaos, meets us in this place.
Come with your energy. Come with your weariness.
For the God who breathes new life into dust meets us in this place.
Come with your sadness. Come with your joy.
For the God who dares become human meets us in this place.
Please join me in the prayer on the screen above.
Lord God, King of creation, open our eyes to see your presence, our souls to sense your presence, and our hearts to love your presence. Ever here in your creation, and ever beyond in eternity. Amen.
Please join in singing Spirit Song number 347 in the red hymnal.
So do you guys, I'm sure you guys know what this is, right?
Yeah.
It's a globe, right? Do you think you can find where we live? It's hard because it's kind of small. Yeah, good job. Exactly. We're right here in North America, which is kind of cool, huh? I like to give the globe a little nudge and watch it spin and kind of imagine I'm in outer space. Right? Isn't that cool to watch it spin? Because you know the Earth is always spinning, which is one of the cool things about it. Oh. The globe reminds me of one of my favorite songs, and I was wondering if you guys would be willing to sing it with me. Have you guys ever sung "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands"? Yeah, you know that one? Good. And maybe the congregation will help us too. Should we sing one verse of it? He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 Exactly. Today we're going to learn in our scripture reading about how God made the world, or at least one of the stories we have. We have three stories in the Bible about how God made the world. And this particular story told us that the first thing that God created was light. And the Bible tells us that God said, "Let there be light," and then there was light. And then God thought, there needs to be a space to separate water from land. Water from earth. And so God said, "Let there be a space," and he called it sky. God called it sky. And next, God brought all the waters of the earth together to make the oceans and the seas to create dry land between him. Then he covered the dry land with flowers and trees and grass. Then God paused and looked at the beautiful trees and flowers and said, do you know what he said? No. That's good. Or it's good. Kind of cool, huh? God looked around and was like, yeah, it's good. Did you ever look at your homework and go, it's good? No? Maybe you'll start in the future. Or a drawing? Yeah, it's good. Okay. Can act like God. Then God created the sun and the moon and the stars, and they were beautiful. And God looked at them and said, they're good. And then God created fish and birds, and he blessed them and told them to fill the whole earth. And he smiled and said, they're good. And finally, God created animals. He created tall, skinny giraffes and flurry little squirrels and cuddly little kittens and lions and all the animals. And God made people. And God said that God made people to be like God. And he put them in charge of all of these beautiful things he had created. And do you want to know what he said then? It's very good. We're not just good, we're very good. And that is how God created the earth. Pretty cool, huh? Did you hear that story before? No? That's a new one for you? Oh, cool. Well, it's one story. He made it out of speaking. He spoke the world into existence out of breath and out of voice, which is kind of cool. Will you pray with me? Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for having the whole world in your hands.
Thank you for having the whole world in your hands.
Thank you for creating.
Thank you for creating.
Each and every one of us.
Each and every one of us.
And this beautiful place we live.
And this beautiful place we live.
Help us to know.
Help us to know.
That we are. Very good.
Very good.
In your name we pray.
In your name we pray.
Amen. Thank you all. I think you guys are going to sing, right?
Thank you.
The reading this morning is from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. He called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day.
So last week we started talking about different ways to pray. And I admitted to you all that I am terrible at prayer when you're sitting still and are being quiet. But the truth is that there are a lot of times in life when I can't pray by walking around or moving, and sometimes I need some quiet, still prayer. So I thought I'd talk about some different kinds of quiet, still prayer that might help out some of you in the future. That's what we're going to talk about today. Will you pray with me? Awesome Creator God, you walk alongside us through all things. You created us and declared us to be a beautiful creation, to be very good. We pray that you would find us in the most unexpected moments of our lives and walk alongside us, that we may grow closer to you. In your name we pray. Amen. I want you to try something with me this morning. I want you to close your eyes and put one hand on your belly just below your ribs. Now I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and let your belly push your hand out. Now breathe out and feel the hand on your belly go in and use it to push all the air out. Breathe in deeply and breathe out. One last time. Breathe in
and breathe out. Amen. Breath is one of the most basic pleasures in life. It is one we as humans participate in on average 16 to 17 times per minute. Yet we rarely notice it until it becomes difficult. Dr. Alexander Lowen, who wrote several books on the human body, has this to say about the process of breathing. It is a common belief that we breathe with our lungs alone, but in fact, the work of breathing is done by the whole body. The lungs play a passive role in the respiratory process. Their expansion is by an enlargement, mostly downward, of the thoracic activity, and they collapse when the cavity is reduced. Proper breathing involves the muscles of the head, neck, thorax, and abdomen. Breathing is a rhythmic activity. The rate and depth of respiratory waves is a factor which varies with emotional states. Breathing becomes shallow and quickens when we are frightened and anxious. It deepens and slows with relaxation, pleasure, and sleep. Above all, it is the quality of respiratory movements that determines whether breathing is pleasurable or not. With each breath, a wave can be seen to ascend and descend through the body. Breathing easily and fully is one of the basic pleasures of being alive. Breathing is one of the necessary experiences of living. From the very moment of our birth, we begin to breathe. To breathe is one of the basic hallmarks of life. Something all living creatures share in one way or another. The first creation story in Genesis tells us that creation itself began with words and breath. It reads, "In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. While a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, 'Let there be light.' And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. There was evening, and there was morning, the first day." The first Genesis creation stories is one of the most beloved stories that we have in the Old Testament. We read it time and time again of how God created the world in 7 days, and how God declared the world to be good. Us as God's creation, to be good. It stands in stark contrast to some other creation stories in its peacefulness and harmony that appears within God's creation from the very beginning. Some other creation stories, such as Greek and Norse creation stories, speak of gods warring, killing one another in order to create the world. But we instead have a narrative of a lone God creating with God's very voice and breath. In the second verse, the author of Genesis tells us, "The earth was formless void and dark covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters." A wind from God, or in Hebrew, Elohim Ruach. Elohim is one of the common names for God found over and over again in the Old Testament. But the next word, Ruach, translated in the New Revised Standard Version as a wind, is a much deeper word than this translation first implies. Ruach is one of those beautiful Hebrew words that seems to confound the possibilities of English translation. We simply do not have an appropriate equivalent. It means wind, yes, but it also means breath, spirit, soul. In fact, the New International Translation tells us, "The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." At the very beginning of creation, then, we do not find a mysterious wind appearing out of nowhere, but instead we find God's ruach, God's very breath, spirit, or soul, moving over the deep chaos of creation. In fact, this is the first appearance of the Holy Spirit that we find in the Bible, proof that the Holy Spirit has always been with us. Ruach is something that all living things share with God. The Old Testament tells us over and over again that not just God has ruach. Humans do too, as do animals. We share with God an ability to breathe, to have a spirit or a soul. Although our ruach does not give us the creative power of God, it is one of the ways that we are truly created in God's image. Think about that for a moment. The Bible is telling us that our God breathes. Our God has a spirit and, in a way, a soul. I personally find this to be very comforting. We believe in a God who not only has the power to walk among us, speak creation into being, and perform miracles, but we also believe in a God who shares with us the very breath of life, our very souls. This makes every breath that we take, in a way, holy. Breathing then becomes one way that we can grow closer to God, one way that we can pray. There are several ancient and beloved prayer practices that focus on stillness and breath. One of my favorites is known as breath prayer. Breath prayers are a modern adaptation of the ancient prayer of the heart. We create them to express our deepest needs. They help us keep God in the foreground amidst our daily living and to clarify our relationship with the holy. Most breath prayers are 6 to 8 syllables and can easily fit in one inhale and exhale. As you breathe in and out, you pray a short prayer. Whatever it is that's on your heart and mind that you need most. Some examples are, help me rest, give me peace. Make clear my way, O Holy One. Fill me, Spirit, with your love. Or my personal favorite found in the Psalms, be still and know that I am God. A similar type of ancient and beautiful prayer is called centering prayer. Centering prayer focuses on clearing your mind in order to make room for God to speak into the void. This method consists of letting go of every kind of thought during prayer, even the most devout thoughts. In order to practice centering prayer, first you need to sit comfortably with your eyes closed, relax, and quiet yourself. Be in love and faith to God. Second, you choose the sacred word that best supports your desire to be in God's presence and open God's divine action within you. Third, think of the single word you've chosen, maybe just a name for God, like Jesus, Lord, Father, Mother, Spirit, Yahweh, Elohim. Think this word gently so you can open God's work within you. Lastly, whenever you begin to become aware of your thoughts, feelings, perceptions, images, associations, to-do lists, simply remember your sacred word, your anchor, and return back to your centering prayer. Both of these prayers are wonderful silent ways of connecting with God. They differ slightly in practice, but not in intent. They are not only good for your relationship with God, but silent prayers are good for your health as well. Scientists have studied monastic communities of many different faiths from around the world and discovered that they all have one thing in common. People who practice silent prayer on a daily basis literally change the way the neurons work in their brain. They become calmer, less stressed, and ultimately healthier. I hope that you will find your own favorite phrase or still prayer. And when you've discovered your prayer, I challenge you to begin to practice it at different times of day. You might pray it before you get out of the bed in the morning. Or try turning off your car radio and praying while you drive. You could breathe and pray when you become anxious or frustrated or bored. The still prayer reminds us that praying is as natural as breathing, that we are close to God, sharing God's breath, spirit, and soul. As we go forth from this place, let us remember that we are far from alone. We believe in a God who created us with words and breath. A God with whom we share ruach, our very breath, spirit, and soul. God walks alongside us and will never abandon us. For God declared us, and indeed all of creation, to be very good. Amen and amen. Will you join me in a moment of silent prayer? Amen. Let's sing together, Come and Find the Quiet Center. Please stand if you are able. Be on the screen and also on 2128.
In the United Methodist Church, we pledge to give of ourselves in five ways: through our prayers, our presence, our financial gifts, our service, and our witness.
You have already given the church a gift by being here today. In a moment, the ushers will come forward to collect our financial gifts and the prayer cards located in the pews. Thank you for the many ways you give to God.
please join me in the prayer of thanksgiving on the screen above.
God of love and peace, you created the vast universe. Open our eyes to see the reflection of your image in praying person. By your Spirit, inspire us to contribute to the flourishing of peoples, nations, and the environment and the community to be very good indeed. Use these gifts and offerings to support our church's missions of hope and this is
I'd like to invite you to share any prayers that you may have this morning of the not silent variety.
Pastor Claire, my mother will have surgery this Wednesday for our heart valve.
We pray for Rosie's mother, who's having surgery on Wednesday for a heart valve replacement. We pray that that will go very, very successfully and that God will guide the hands of the doctors and nurses that she can recover very, very quickly. Did you have one? I saw Harry's hand. Everybody's allowed to pray. I asked last week for prayers for my Aunt Peg, who is the Christian education director in the church I grew up in. And I'm going to co-opt our candle prayer for a moment. She passed away on Tuesday. I was able to be with her and with her family at the time. The funeral will be next Saturday. So this is somebody who has loomed large in my life, and I never had enough opportunities to tell her just the amazing numbers of ways that she influenced who I became and who many, many other young people became. She was a school teacher, and she taught until the Friday before she passed away because she wanted to be there for her students. So for all of the teachers and for all of the people who help mentor young people and make us who we become, let us pray. Please join me in silent prayer. Holy Spirit, you surround us with your goodness. Sometimes we feel you as breath, as a movement within our lives. We ask that you would walk alongside us, that you would guide us in the many quiet and wonderful ways that you do, that we may love each other and glorify you more each and every day. We pray particularly for those who are experiencing health concerns. We pray that they would feel your strength and your goodness surrounding them, that they would grow stronger day by day. Lord, we pray particularly for those who are experiencing cancer.
We pray that you would not leave them alone in this time of insecurity and scariness, that you would find them answers and help, that they may grow better and better. Lord, we pray particularly for those who are in long-term care facilities or who our home can find. We know that you never stop loving us, never stop being with us, and our thoughts and prayers never stop reaching out to those who are not with us in person. And Lord, we pray particularly for those who are experiencing grief. Lord, we know that grief can be all too isolating, all too lonely. We pray that those who are experiencing grief would know the strength of your presence and the strength of all of our community and your eternal and unending peace. We pray all this as we pray the prayer you taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
As we go forth, help us to know that we love and we're created by a God who shares our breath, our spirit, and our soul. All we need to do to pray is breathe. Amen.